Okay, magandang umaga sa bawat isa. Go over in Hebrews 13. So, nakita na, pinag-aaralan po natin ang epistle po ni Pablo sa mga Hudyo, the Hebrews. At in chapter 12, nakita natin po that Paul exhorted the Jewish believers to endure suffering and not to turn away from the Lord. And in chapter 13, which is ating pong pag-aaralan today, in chapter 13, Paul continues his concluding exhortation. Now, in Hebrews 13:1-6, ito po ay naglalaman ng tatlong exhortation ni Paul about brotherly love, about marriage, and about contentment. At yun po ang pag-aaralan natin today. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1-6, babasahin ko po, sundan niyo po ako sa inyong mga Bible. Hebrews 13, the Bible says, "Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bands, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourself also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But warmongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such thing as ye have. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Shall we pray? Ama namin Diyos po na makapangyarihan sa lahat, salamat po muli sa pagkakataong ito na binigay niyo po sa amin. We pray na tulungin niyo kami maunawaan, magkaroon kami ng understanding about your word, at panalangin namin, Panginoon, na magkaroon kami ng tamang application sa aming pong mga buhay. We pray na ang aming pong salita na aming pong papakinggan ay huwag pong ma-choke ng mga bagay ng mundo sa aming pong mga buhay. We pray na tulungin niyo kami na maunawaan ito. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, nakita natin po ang chapter 12 and chapter 13, it contains the concluding exhortation of Apostle Paul sa mga Hudyo. At sa chapter 13 po, verse 1-6, merong tatlong bagay na exhortation po si Pablo sa mga Hudyo na ito. Yung una, patungkol sa pagmamahal para sa kapwa-kapatiran, brotherly love. Pangalawa, yung exhortation ni Paul patungkol sa kasal, sa marriage, the holy matrimony. And pangatlo, exhortation about contentment. Now, unahin natin po ang brotherly love. In verse 1, Paul says, "Let brotherly love continue." The word brotherly love in Greek, it is philadelphia, which means fraternal affection or brotherly kindness or love of the brethren. Philadelphia, the brotherly love. And the word "let continue," magneto in Greek, it is an imperative or a command verb that means to abide, to remain, or to dwell. So, ang commandment po dito ni Paul in verse 1, the exhortation is sa mga Hudyo na sinulatan ni Paul, ay manatili kayo sa pagmamahal sa kapatiran. To let the brotherly love continue. So, it suggests that the love among the brethren exists, and Paul commanded them to remain in that condition. Now, makikita natin po ito sa context po ng simbahan. Of course, in governing Hebrews 10, makikita natin po in Hebrews 10:25, yung church. Hebrews 10:25 suggests na itong mga sinulatan po ni Pablo, ng mga Hudyo, they are in the church. In Hebrews 10:25, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." Makikita natin po na bilang bahagi po ng isang simbahan at bilang meron tayong kapatiran na kapwa natin kapatid kay Kristo, ang exhortation dito ni Paul, yung pagmamahal natin sa kanila, sa kapatiran, ay magpatuloy. Ito pong mga Hudyo nito, by this verse, we see na meron silang pagmamahal na, pero ang exhortation ni Paul ay manatili kayo sa pagmamahal na yun. You know why? Because pwede magising tayo na isang araw, wala na tayong affection sa kapatiran. Yes, meron tayong affection, meron tayong brotherly love right now, Pero ang question, are we going to have that, to remain that kind of love toward our brethren? And that's the thing here. Now, tandaan niyo po, yung Christian love, yung Philadelphia, the Christian love toward brethren, it is an action. It is often a verb. Speaking love or feeling love, apart from doing love, is no value. Yung sinasabi mong mahal mo sa kapatid, yung sinasabi mo na nararamdaman mo meron kang pagmamahal sa kapatid, dahil iba po sa pagmamahal na kumikilos. Speaking love or feeling love is different from doing love. Kung sinasabi mo na meron kang pagmamahal pero hindi naman makita sa ginagawa, wala po yung bisa. Go over in 1 John chapter 3, may request na basahin natin yung verse 18. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, ready? Read.
My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
So, makikita natin dito na kung meron kang pagmamahal, mas maganda na nakikita ito hindi sa iyong bibig. Hindi ito nakikita sa iyong nararamdaman, kundi kung ano yung ginagawa mo, in deed and in truth. Now, kung babalikan natin po ang Book of James, kung sinasabi mo na, go over in James chapter 2, another cross-reference, in James chapter 2, in verse 15, basahin po natin yung verse 15 and 16. Ready? Read. James 2, 15 and 16. Ready? Read.
If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit?
So, ito po isang halimbawa sa church na sinulatan po ni James, sa Jerusalem Church, na merong mga Kristiyano na ang pagmamahal nila ay sa salita lamang at sa nararamdaman lamang. In feeling and in speech. Pero here, makikita natin ang exhortation ni Paul to the Jewish believer is let brotherly love continue. Philadelphia Mineto. Na manatili kayo sa ganung pagmamahal. Now, itong pagmamahal na to, the brotherly love, two specific ways we can have brotherly love according sa context. There are two specific ways na binanggit si Paul in Hebrews 13 on how we can show brotherly love. Go over in Hebrews 13 verse 2. There are two specific ways we can show brotherly love. Hebrews 13:2, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. And the second way to show brotherly love is to remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourself also in the body. Two specific ways we can have brotherly love. Una, entertaining strangers. Pangalawa, remembering them that are in bonds and them which suffer adversity. Now, yung entertaining strangers in verse 2, the word to entertain strangers, philoxenias, it means to love the strangers or hospitality. We can show brotherly love by having hospitality, given hospitality. Now, Paul commands the brethren here not to be forgetful or not to neglect to give hospitality to strangers. Brethren, you can show your brotherly love by not neglecting to give hospitality to strangers. Inutusan ni Pablo na manatili sa pagmamahal sa kapatiran sa pamamagitan ng huwag pagkalimot na magbigay tayo ng pagtanggap sa mga strangers. Now, yung strangers dito, the strangers here are the brethren in Christ. It was common in those times, during the time na sinulatan to ni Paul, it was common in those times for Christian to have to plead persecution. Dahil during the times sa Jerusalem po, meron na pong persecution ang mga Kristiyano sa Judea. And it was common during that time na yung mga Kristiyano, paghalagala sila in order to bring persecution. And here, we can see na by entertaining strangers, mapapakita natin yung pagmamahal sa kapatiran na wala silang mapuntahan because of the persecution. Now here in verse 2, the motive of entertaining strangers, the motive, thereby some have entertained angels unaware. We can see here na angels visit believers in this present world. They do not appear as angels in their visitation to men and are not recognized as such. Marami pong pagkakataon sa history po, even in panahon ni Abraham, panahon ni Mary, panahon ni Joseph, ang angels po ay nag-visit po sa mga tao. And here, the motive that Paul used to encourage and to exhort the brethren to entertain strangers, to give hospitality, is the reality that angels visit this present world. Na kung mag-entertain kayo at magbibigay kayo ng pagtanggap sa mga kapatiran, hindi nyo namamalayan, baka angels unaware ang inyong na-entertain. Now, here, na by not neglecting to give hospitality, we can have brotherly love. If we connect verse 1 and verse 2, we can say na kung tayo bilang Kristiyano ay bukas palagi sa mga kapatiran lumalapit sa atin, mapapakita natin yung ating pagmamahal sa ating kapatiran. We can show our brotherly love by not forgetting to entertain stranger or to give hospitality. And that is one of the way we can show our brotherly love. The number 2 is in verse number 3. Remembering them that are in bonds and them which suffer adversity. During those times, some brethren suffer imprisonment and adversity or maltreatment. And Paul commands the brethren to remember them. You need to remember them that are suffering unjustly through imprisonment or through maltreatment. Because of the persecution, may ilan na nag-flee, umaalis ng lugar. That's why Paul said, entertain strangers. And some of them were in prison. And some of them ay nakaranas ng adversity or maltreatment. And here, by exhorting to continue in brotherly love, we need to remember those brethren that are suffering unjustly. Now, yung remembering them is to consider ourselves in the same bond with them and in the same adversary with them. Mapapansin niyo po doon sa verse number 3, as bound with them. In verse 3, as being yourselves also in the body. Maaalala mo yung Kristiyano na nagsasuffer ng imprisonment, nagsasuffer ng maltreatment, kung ilalagay mo yung sarili mo sa kanilang kalalagayan. Kung ilalagay mo yung sarili mo na ikaw mismo yung nakakulong, ikaw mismo yung nakarangas ng unjust maltreatment. By doing that, you can remember them. Now, Brother RJ, anong ibig sabihin ng remembering? Yung remembering here, it involves sympathizing with them, remembering them, it involves having compassion for them. It involves praying for them, comforting them, and assisting them. Hindi yung parang aalalahanin mo lang siya, but it involves much more. Kung merong pagkakataon, ay panalangin yung kapatid na nakararanas ng persecution, panalangin mo. Not only prayer, sympathize with them, have compassion, comfort, and assist them. Now, throughout the history of Christianity in the New Testament, there are brethren that exert that kind of love. For example, in Philippians 4:18, now, nung nakakulong po si Pablo, when Paul was in prison, the Philippians, the Philippi church, remembered Paul. Philippians 4:18, basahin po natin ang sabay-sabay. Philippians 4:18, ready, read. But I have all and abound, I am full, have received of Epaphroditus,
the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, the holy things of God.
nung nakakulong po si Paul, when Paul was in prison because of maltreatment, the Philippians remembered Paul. Nagpadala po ang Philippian church, pinadala po nila si Epaphroditus, at si Epaphroditus po ang nag-provide ng mga pangangailangan ni Paul. That's how you remember the brethren. Another example po in 2 Timothy, during the last imprisonment of Paul, during the second imprisonment of Paul, not only the Philippians, in 2 Timothy 1, verse 16 to 18, basahin natin ng sabay-sabay. Ready? Read.
The Lord give mercy unto the house of Nicephorus, for he oft refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain, but when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently, and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may have the mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus,
the Lord was very well. See, and Epaphroditus spoke. Those are the examples we can follow on how to remember the brethren. Remembering the brethren. Hindi lamang ito, just remember, it's much more. Hinanap ni Epaphroditus si Paul during his first imprisonment at dinala niya ang offering po ng Philippians congregation. Onesiphorus, hinanap niya sa Rome si Paul, upang i-assist si Paul. That's how you remember the brethren. You can show the brotherly love, and you can continue in brotherly love by remembering those brethren na nakakulong at nakararanas ng adversity or maltreatment. Now, by remembering those, so those are the two specific ways we can show brotherly love. That's Paul's exhortation. Brethren, let the brotherly love continue. Now in Hebrews 13, verse 4, now another exhortation of Paul here is about marriage, about wedding, or matrimony. Verse 4, Hebrews 13, 4, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but warmongers and adulterers God will judge. Makikita po natin dito, Paul was teaching that marriage is honorable in all. The word honorable means most precious, great price, held in honor in all. Timios in Greek. Honorable. Marriage is most precious, great price, held in honor in all. Marriage in God's plan. Marriage is God's plan for men and women, and God created it as an exceedingly valuable institution in society. Mm-hmm. Now go over in Genesis 2. Alam niyo po ba that God created the marriage? In Genesis 2, Genesis 2, verse 23 to 25. Genesis 2, 23 to 25. Verse 23, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of the man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. This is marriage. And God created or instituted the marriage as honorable in all, meaning most precious, great price in all. Mm-hmm. Now, question is, how does the society think about marriage today? That's another thing. We see the perception, the perspective of God and the Bible about marriage.
Right.
And as a believers, as Bible believer, we need to have the same kind of perspective about the things of God.
Yeah.
Sa paningin po ng Diyos, ang kasal ay kagalang-galang, napakalaga sa lahat ng bagay, in all. Napakalaga po ang kasal. Pero ang tanong, ano ang tingin ng ating mundo patungkol sa kasal? And I'll give you an example, what the society thinks about marriage. Roman Catholicism thinks celibacy or the state of being unmarried is superior. Kung ikaw ay, according sa Roman Catholic, kung ikaw ay pare na hindi magpapakasal, kung ikaw ay madre na hindi magpapakasal, mas superior ka. You are more superior sa mga taong hindi kasal. And the Bible, tandaan niyo po, that's wrong because the Bible identifies the doctrine of forbidding to marry as the doctrine of devils. Right. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1-3. Roman Catholic thinks na kung hindi ka magpapakasal, you're more, much more superior. Now, how about the society thinks about marriage? Tandaan niyo po, the marriage that God created is between man and woman. But today, we have the same-sex marriage here in the Philippines. Vice Ganda and Ayon Perez got married in Las Vegas in 2022. Ice Segura and Lisa Dino, both lesbian, they got married in the United States in 2014. And recently, Pope Francis approved blessings for same-sex couples. They regard yung unang marriage, they disregard yung unang kasal na in-establish ng Panginoon. Right now, they defile it.
Yeah.
Ito yung mga tao na inyong hinahangaan, vice ganda.
Yeah.
You admire yung kanilang job, pero that's how they influence the society.
Yeah.
Pinapakita nila na ang kasal ay hindi na lamang sa lalaki at sa babae.
Right.
Kung ikaw ay lalaki at meron kang lalaking karelasyon, hindi ka din ikasal. No, it's not. According sa Bible. That's how the society think about marriage. Another thing is the breakdown of marriage today in our society through living in. They think na kung meron kang partner, huwag munang magpakasal. Let's experiment muna. Living in. That's how many Filipinos today na they can be in the same roof without marriage. It's wrong. And how the marriage is destroyed in our society through fornication, through adultery, through pornography, and through divorce. Those are the things that affects and destroy marriage today.
Right.
Now, tandaan niyo po, if you're going to observe the entertainment industry today, this concept, yung fornication, adultery, pornography, and divorce, this concept is being promoted in television programs, in celebrity lives, in their lives, and in most of the movies today, Hollywood movies.
Yep.
Na, yung mga palabas na pinapanood ng maraming tao right now, okay lamang kung meron kang adultery sin. Okay lamang na nagsasama kayo na hindi kayo kasal. Okay lamang na yung divorce. And those are against marriage.
Right.
That marriage, God created marriage as honorable in all. Pero how the society thinks about marriage? It's just a piece of paper. Exactly, that's how the world thinks. Just a piece of paper. Pero sa harapan po ng Panginoon, if you are a Bible believer, Bible-believing person, you say that you believe the Bible, kailangan mo magkaroon ng task katulad na pananaw sa pananaw ng Diyos.
Man,
na ang kasal ay napakahalaga. Kung ikaw ay kabataan, hindi mo hahayaan na magkaroon ka ng physical na relasyon sa sino man outside marriage.
Amen.
Kung ikaw ay merong asawa, kasal ka na, huwag mong hahayaan masira ang iyong kasal ng adultery, ng pornography, ng divorce.
Man.
That's how marriage. And God said, marriage is honorable.
Man.
Now, kasunod po na bahagi ng verse 4, the Bible says, marriage is honorable in all, high value in all, and the bed undefiled. Yung the word bed here means koite, it means the marriage bed in Greek, the marriage bed. It is the physical intimacy between husband and wife. The marriage bed, the koite, from the word koitus. na yung quality po dito, ibig sabihin dito, yung physical intimacy between husband and wife is undefiled kung ito ay gagawin within the wedding. Yung physical na relasyon ng isang lalaki at isang babae, kung sila ay nasa ilalim ng kasal, it is undefiled, unsoiled, or pure. And that's amazing thing. Na binigay na regalo ng Diyos sa mag-asawa yung bed, yung koite, the physical intimacy. Within marriage, the physical intimacy between the husband and wife is undefiled, unsoiled, or pure. On the other hand, any physical intimacy outside marriage is an act of fornication, wormongers, that's fornicator, and adultery. Kung ikaw ay magkakaroon ng physical na relasyon, the physical intimacy, outside, within marriage, that is undefiled, that is pure, that is unsoiled before God. That is pure before God. On the other hand, kung gagawin mo isang physical na relasyon, kung sa taong hindi ka kasal sa kanya, that is fornication. That is adultery. And you know, the warning of God with those people that violates that, God will judge. God will judge the warmongers, the fornicators. The warmongers here are the fornicators and the adulterers. This is a strong warning against people who dishonor marriage. God will judge. God will judge. That's a sure condemnation from God. Na ang sino mang magkakaroon ng physical na relasyon outside marriage ay huhusgahan ng Panginoon. Ayaw mong maranasan niya. Because that's so. Yung Diyos na makapangyarihan sa lahat ay huhusgahan ka. It is a serious sin. Pero kung ikukumpara natin how the society thinks about marriage, mga taong walang takot sa Diyos.
Yeah, that's
right. How I define that.
Yeah.
They don't fear God. Pero dito, bilang sa mga young people, mitiin nyo ang marriage. Mitiin nyo marriage because sa paningin ng Diyos, marriage is honorable. Huwag niyong isipin na ang marriage ay isang papel lamang. Kung wala kang kakayanan, pwede ka magpasa sa kasalang bayan. God ordained the governors. God gave the authority. Yung sina mayor, every February, meron kasalan. Kasalang bayan. You can have that. At kung gagawin mo yan, God said, honorable.
Amen. Right.
And if you do the physical intimacy, it is pure in the sight of God. It is undefiled. The bed undefiled. That's Paul's exhortation about marriage. Last thing here is Paul's exhortation about contentment. In verse 5 and 6, let your conversation or manner of life be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now here, the exhortation of Paul here is to have a conversation or manner of life. Yung conversation po dito, ito po yung pamamaraan ng ating buhay. Inuutosan tayo ni Pablo ng Panginoon na magkaroon tayo ng klase ng pamumuhay na walang pagnanasa, without covetousness. Yung the word without covetousness apilardipros in Greek, it is a combination of a philo and argos. Na yung a is not, philo is love, argos is silver. So yung word in Greek na without covetousness, it means not a lover of silver or not a lover of money. Ang exhortation ni Paul here in verse 5, magkaroon daw tayo ng pamumuhay ng walang pagmamahal sa pananalapi. Is to have a conversation or manner of life that without love of money. Because we know, if we compare scripture by scripture in 1 Timothy 6:10, that the root of all evil is the love of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. And that's Paul's exhortation, brethren, let your manner of life, let your conversation be without covetousness. Huwag kayong magkaroon ng pamumuhay na puro na lang salapi ang minamahal. At alam niyo po ba, we can have a life that is being driven by the love of money. And in fact, there are many professing Christians that are not here today. Because I can tell you, some of them could have love of money. Brother RJ, paano kung makakapag, paano kami kakain kung magsisimba kami at hindi magtatrabaho? Love of money. But the exhortation of Paul here, your manner of life, your conversation, it should not have covetousness or the love of money. Now here, we can also say here that contentment is without the love of money. Now, yung contentment po dito is to be satisfied with such things as we have. Paul defined contentment here as to be satisfied with such things as we have. In order to have a life without love of money, we need to be content, makontento, to be satisfied with such things as we have. Kung ano man ang meron sa atin, matuto tayong makontento. Alam niyo po ba, ano yung fundamental basis ng Bible about contentment? Ano ba yung bagay na pag meron ka, biblical speaking, you can be content? Alam niyo ba kung ano? In 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy. Marami nagsasabi, Brother RJ, wala pa akong sasakyan kaya hindi ako makontento. Wala pa akong bagong iPhone 15 kaya hindi ako makontento. Wala pa akong PS5 kaya hindi ako makontento. Wala pa akong mga bagong damit kaya hindi ako nakokontento. Alam niyo ba, the fundamental basis of the Bible sa contentment, 1 Timothy 6, verse number 8. Basahin natin po ng sabay-sabay. Ready? Read.
And having food and
drink,
let us
there live. Paul said to Timothy, meron kang pagkain?
No.
Meron kang damit, Timothy?
No.
Makontento ka?
No.
Kung meron kang damit, meron ka pa bang dinadamit right now?
Yes.
I think so. Most of us, meron pang damit. Meron ka pa bang kinakain?
No.
Meron pa nakakain. Paul said to Timothy, matuto kang makontento. That's the very essence of to be satisfied with such things as we have. Now in verse 9 here, in the other hand of 1 Timothy 6:9, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which draw men into destruction and perdition. We can see here that covetousness, on the other hand, is to will to be rich. Yung covetousness, yung pagnanasa na maging mayaman. The love of money. Now, yung po ibig sabihin nito, this does not mean that the believers should not work. Ibig ba sabihin, Brother RJ, na hindi na ako magmahal, hindi na ako magtatrabaho? No, hindi po yung ibig sabihin nito because we know na ang sabi ni Pablo, pagka may Kristiyanong hindi nagtatrabaho, huwag pakainin. That's the standard of the Bible. If you don't work, you don't eat. This does not mean that the believers cannot aspire to have more and cannot work to advance one's financial situation. Hindi ibig sabihin din ito na, Brother RJ, ibig ba sabihin nito, hindi na ako maghahangad ng financial progress or advance in my financial situation? Na hindi ka na mangangarap o magnanasa na makaahon kung ikaw ay merong pangangailangan, merong kang kahirapan, hindi ka na ba magnanasa? Hindi po yung ibig sabihin dito ni Paul. Ang sinasabi po dito ni Paul is Pwede mong gawin ang iyong buhay sa pang-araw-araw na hindi ka nai-impluensyahan ng pagmamahal sa salapi. Na kung ano man ang ibigay sa iyo ng Panginoon, considering food and raiment as the basis, meron kang kontentuhan sa iyong buhay. Pero hindi ito ibig sabihin, hindi ka na magtatrabaho. No, it's not. Hindi na ibig sabihin nito, hindi ka na mag-inspire to progress in your financial situation. Hindi po yung ibig sabihin nito. Kaya nga, makita natin dito, one can work hard and seek to prosper without having the heart set upon wealth. Pwede kang magtrabaho sa pang-araw-araw, pwede kang kumilos sa iyong buhay pang-araw-araw, na yung puso mo ay hindi nasa salapi. And God will bless you. At dito, makikita natin dito, ano yung reason? In Hebrews 13, Paul said a reason, Paul gave a reason for being content and avoiding covetousness. In verse number 5, yung huling bahagi, for he had said, for God had said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee.
Right.
Ano yung dahilan kung bakit pwede na tayong makontento? Ano yung dahilan kung bakit pwede tayong hindi maghangad? Because God said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. This is quoted from Joshua 1.5. Paul quoted Joshua 1.5. Pero ang binibigay lamang dito ni Paul is, mga Jewish believers, learn to be content. Let your conversation without covetousness, for God has said to you, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. The triune God, the most powerful God, will never leave you. Yung word na never is an absolute, meaning 24/7, 365 days a year. It's absolute. God will never leave you. If you are saved today, the promise of God, I will never leave you. The word leave is meaning to let go, to let alone, let sink. Let sink. God will not let you sink.
Amen.
God will never leave you. I will never leave thee. It's a personal promise to you. This, singular. God will never leave you. It is God's personal promise to you. Nor forsake or abandon you. Now, kung ang Diyos na makapangyarihan sa lahat, na kaya niyang ibigay ang lahat ng pangangailangan, na kaya niyang ibigay ang pangangailangan ng mga ibon, kaya niyang gamitan ang mga bulaklak, at nagsabi sa akin, hindi kita iiwan ni pababayaan man. Is that enough for our contentment? Yes, of course. Yes, it is. Because ang Diyos ay nangako, hindi tayo pababayaan man.
Yes.
Na kung evaluate nyo lamang ang taong ito, meron bang araw na pinabayaan ka ng Diyos? And I tell you, that is a reason for you for the next year to learn to be content.
Amen.
And have a manner of life without covetousness. Because God will never leave us, leave you, it's personal promise to you, nor forsake you. Now, the testimony of being content and avoiding covetousness is in verse number 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Ito pong mga katagang ito, ito po ay masasabi lamang ng isang Kristiyano na natutong makontento, natutong huwag maghangad ng salapi, at natutong magtiwala sa pangako ng Diyos na hindi siya iiwan. At pwede mong sabihin, you can say boldly, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Pwede mong sabihin niya. Kung matututunan mong makontento at tanggalin ang pagnanasa. Now, this is quoted from Psalm 27:1 and Psalm 118, verse 6. Now, the condition so that we may boldly say this, are having a conversation without covetousness and being content with such things as we have. kung natutunan mo nang makontento sa mga bagay na meron ka, at natutunan mong huwag magkaroon ng pagmamahal sa salapi, you can boldly say that the Lord is my helper. Yung word na helper here, the word helper, it comes from a verb that means in a military usage, hasting to the cry for reinforcement. Halimbawa, there are two battalions. First battalion, sumugod sa kalaban. And tumawag, reinforcement, reinforcement. And the second battalion will reinforce. That is helper. Can you imagine that sa gitna ng pangangailangan, you can say, the Lord is yes. Pero kung hindi ka nagtitiwala sa Diyos, mas nagtitiwala ka sa mga magpapautang sa iyo, magtitiwala ka sa sino mang tao at hindi sa Panginoon, you cannot boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Pero kung meron kang pananaw na hindi ka iiwanan ng Diyos at hindi ka pababayaan ng Diyos, at meron kang buhay na walang pagnanasa, at meron kang buhay na nakukontento ka sa mga bagay na meron ka, you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The Creator of the world, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the King of the ages, the Majesty on high, can be your helper. Like an army na napapalibutan ng kaaway at ng radio, reinforcement, reinforcement, that's the word helper. The Lord can be your helper. On the other hand, kung meron kang pagkatakot at pangamba, it shows a lack of trust in the Lord. Pag dumating ang pangangailangan, at nanguna ang takot, it shows that the Lord is not your helper at all. Shows the lack of trust in the Lord. Now the question, believers, who is your helper? Who is your helper? And why do you fear what man shall do unto you? Because here, you can boldly say, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. What a testimony. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You can boldly say that if you would learn contentment and not to have a covetous life. Now, question, who is your helper? And why do you fear what man shall do unto you? Bakit mo katatakutan ang pwedeng gawin ng tao sa iyo? What a testimony, what an exhortation Paul gave about contentment. Kaya nga, challenge mga kapatid, learn to be content. At tanggalin ang pagmamahal sa mga salapi. So to sum up, nakita natin three exhortation. Pagmamahal sa kapatiran. Nakita natin paano natin mapapakita yun. Pagkakaroon ng pagtanggap sa mga kapatiran. Given to hospitality, to entertain strangers. Pangalawa, is to remember those that are unjustly maltreated. Mga nakakulong, mga na in adversity. That's how we can show brotherly love. The second is the exhortation about marriage. Young people, marriage is honorable. Pilitin nyo na maging ganun ang pananaw ninyo. Don't get polluted by the thinking of the society today. They defile marriage today. But the Bible still, God still esteem that marriage is honorable, high value in all. And the exhortation about contentment. Contentment. Shall we pray? Ama namin Diyos, salamat po sa inyong pong salita. Pinupuri namin kayo at I pray na kung ano man pangunusap niyo po sa amin, tulungan niyo kami na sumunod sa kagustuhan niyo at hindi po sa aming kagustuhan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.